getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And just like that, a little 60-second song from Dick Pillar, and the next thing you know, it's another Oompa Hour show on the air. How the heck you doing this week, huh? As we dive into show number 534. I don't always point that out, but it just seems like that's an awfully big number. Anyway, glad to have you along for another week here on the Oompa Hour. Same procedure as always. I have a stack of polka records. My job is to play them. That's the way it goes, all right? And surprises on top of surprises, I have two 78s for this week. Why? Because I picked out a good polka. Got a good Kenny Bass 78. And I got a great waltz by a group I'd never heard of before on a 78 on the FM Recording Company label, which I normally associate with Fez Frischi Records. And so that's coming up too. So we got a couple of 78s in the show. They will obviously be played near each other, so I don't have to keep switching the turntable back and forth from doing 78s to doing regular records. So, yeah, look forward to that coming up, too. Let's get things rolling. I thought this record was going to fit into last week's show, but I ran out of time. So it was on the stack for this week's show when I got here. And my brain was like, didn't you play this last week? But I didn't. I was intending to. But you have to have enough minutes in the hour to do that. Lil Wally and the Polka All-Stars Orchestra. It's the 7 Days Without You Polka.
Seven days and seven nights without you makes a week of a loneliness for me. How I try to get along without you, but it seems that you were meant for me. With me, my darling, I like the way you hold me in your arms. I just can't forget your tender kisses. I just can't forget your lovely charm. 7 days and seven nights without you, oh my darling, how I miss you so. Please come back and let us start all over. When you do, I'll never let you go.
There's the 7 Days Without You Polka. That's Lil Wally and the Polka All-Stars Orchestra. I notice he has different bands apparently playing with him. Whether they're the same people with different names, I'm not really sure. Because you have the Harmony Boys, you have the Lucky Harmony Boys. I don't know what the deal is. But anyway, Lil Wally for you here, getting things rolling on another edition of the Oompa Hour. Coming to you direct from northern Minnesota, for those of you listening around the country, as you are every week. Glad to have you aboard on the show. We're over 10 years into this show now, and a lot of stations, you've had us on for the whole 10 years. So we thank you for putting up with all that nonsense anyway, huh? Here's the Dick Rogers Orchestra out of Pulaski, Wisconsin. It's the Country Boy Polka.
Country Boy Polka.
There you have it, Dick Rogers Orchestra there. The Country Boy Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Normally, I think of Dick Rogers that the record is going to be with his, what do they say, with his television recording orchestra is what I normally see. But and this is the only record I have by Dick Rogers that's on the JJ record label, which is kind of weird because that's Lil Wally's label. And normally you find Polish records on that, but Dick Rogers, of course, kind of German style. But anyway, we're all happy. We don't care. Just mix it all up. Now, this next record, I played the other side of it last week, and I told you I was going to put it back into the pile and play the other side this week. So now I'm going to do that, which is really kind of silly. Normally, I always play this side just because it's ridiculous. And because I always play it, last week I tried to not play it, and I didn't, but now I'm going to play it anyway, so I guess I really didn't avoid it. But anyway, back in the day when the Beatles were the big thing, back in like 64 and 65, when they were just hitting it big here in the good old US of A, a lot of people were cashing in on the Beatles or trying to jump on the bandwagon or try to get into being part of the party anyway. And there were a lot of Beatle novelty songs, songs about getting a Beatle haircut. My boyfriend looks like a Beatle, or my girlfriend wants to marry a Beatle, or my girlfriend loves Ringo, or whatever. There were a lot of songs like that, a lot of songs like that. And yeah, there were even some polka songs like that. I got a couple of them that I do play from time to time. And this one is the flip side of the record I played last week. Dick Piller and his orchestra. And this is simply called the Beatles Song.
That's all I hear all day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Each time the Beatles play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My honey feels so gay. I want to hold your hand. She sings while polka dancers swing. She does that Beatle thing. I want to hold your hand. She screams, looks like I've lost my honey to the Beatles. Hey, hey! Sings a Beatles song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hear it all day long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't stand that Beatles song. I want to hold your hand. She sings while polka dancers swing. She does that Beatle thing. I want to hold your hand. She screams, looks like I've lost my honey to those Beatles. Hey, hey! My girl's in such a state.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She thinks that they're so great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wants Ringo for her mate. I want to hold your hand. She sings while polka dancers swing. She does that Beatle thing. I want to hold your hand. She screams, looks like I've lost my honey to those Beatles.
Ah, there you go, Dick Piller and his orchestra there, picking on the Beatles here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with for another show, by the way. Every week this happens, go through a stack of polka records. Yeah, just kind of sit down and play them. Works out very well that way. And I have the Redbirds coming up here in just a second. But first, we're going to take a moment to talk about the World of Accordions Museum, of course, in Superior, Wisconsin, where they have a whole lot of accordions on display and a whole lot of other neat stuff, research materials and historical documents and wow, all kinds of things. And they have programs and concerts and jam sessions. And man, a lot of stuff going on there right on Belknap Street there in Superior. But I have news. that I have not talked about yet here on the Oompa Hour, coming to you from Superior, Wisconsin, and the World of Accordions Museum. During his State of the City address, the mayor of Superior, Wisconsin, Mayor Jim Payne, announced that the Citizen of the Year for Superior is Dr. Helmy Harrington. And she is the one behind the World of Accordions Museum. She founded the museum back in 1993. It's been growing ever since. It says here that at 9 years old, she first touched an accordion, and it was love at first sight. As she went on to become a teacher of accordions. And now it says in this news release from last week that the museum houses a total of 3,000 accordions from all over the world. And most of the time I've been saying 1,400, but I have an old press release. It's kind of a fluid deal. More donations come in and things get out for repairs or get loaned out or whatever. So, the mayor of Superior says he wanted to choose someone who was more than a volunteer or a public servant to hold the title. And he says that Harrington is a living legend among the community. A teacher, a musician, historian, artist, and storyteller. Attracts visitors and admirers from around the world. Harrington says that the award is an honor. Says, quote, "It was totally surprised. I had no idea that Superior even offered such a title, and that I should have it is just incredible to me." So, hey, congratulations to our curator, Dr. Helmy Harrington of the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, official Citizen of the Year. Check it out if you have a chance. Whether you're going to be in Superior, you need an excuse to take a vacation somewhere where you've never been, Superior, Wisconsin could be the place. Right across the bridge there from Duluth Superior and up the North Shore of Lake Superior, all kinds of fantastic stuff. Check it out. Check out the Accordion Museum right there. You can look at a lot of stuff online, too, at worldofaccordions.org. All right, there you go. Here are the Redbirds and Vienna Forever. Birds, that's the Vienna Forever Polka, and this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, back for another week here. By the way, I have been talking about this for the last several weeks, and we finally did it this week. I've talked about a little bit that I'm bringing my model airplane collection back out, if any of you remember, doing control line model airplane flying. The hobby in that particular type of model airplane flying has not died out. There's still some of us old farts doing it. And there's a lot of clubs and organizations, people doing it. And I got planes that I have. I haven't flown them for like 40 years. And my grandson has been encouraging me to bring them back to life. So I've been working on it ever so slowly. And I've been talking about the last couple of weeks, we are going to test one of the model airplane engines that hasn't been run for 40 years. And the first plane I'm bringing back to life, I haven't flown for 40 years. And the motor that was in that plane was actually one of my dad's motors that he bought in the 50s. And I used it up until late 70s, early 80s, when I kind of retired from flying model planes. And I got married, remarried, and moved to a new city, and a lot of stuff going on, and didn't have that time to work on the planes and maintain things in a handy flying field, etc. Anyway, so before I put the thing back into the plane and got the plane repaired, I wanted to be sure the engine would run. And I wanted to do it with my grandson, because he's never seen or heard a model airplane engine running. And the old ones are loud. It's not like these new modern ones with mufflers and stuff on them. These old suckers are loud little buggers. And I wanted to do it when my wife was home so she could shoot a little video. And so we finally had the opportunity last night. We cranked it up out in front of the garage on the street there, you know, in the driveway. And I took a board and I cut out the necessary amount of the engine to it. And then I screwed it to a sawhorse. So I had kind of a test stand for it. And I cranked that sucker up. And it was way louder than I remember. Holy moly. Because we walked a whole yard away and it was still painfully loud. And we were shouting to each other. But anyway, my dad's old engine that was on that plane from the 50s, still running strong, running good. I got a ton of model airplane motors, but that's one that's been on this plane now for me for 40 years and going back to the 50s with my dad. So it's going to be cool to crank that one up again. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll actually get the plane in the air and see what happens. But I know I had mentioned it before, and I was promising you an update on if we test run one of the engines, and we did. So the six of you that remember that, now you know. All right, I have the Pete Anop Orchestra, or is it Anop? Anop? A-N-O-P. The only record I have by them. I don't get to say it very often. And it's the, is it the Jeeba Boys Polka or the Geeba Boys Polka? I think it's Jeeba, G-E-E-B-A. This is a tough record to play. I can't pronounce the band for sure or the song title for sure. Jeez. Anyway, here's the Pete Anop Orchestra. They have it there, the Pete Anop Orchestra, I think, the Jeeba Boys Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Got another one of those records coming up that is one of those kind of contemporary kind of things that actually like a year or two ago. Wait a minute, I can tell you exactly. Let's just look this up here because I think I can look. I can tell you exactly here. All right, it was almost exactly 2 years ago, June 29th of 2022. So almost exactly 2 years ago, somebody had requested this song, and it took me forever to find it. And in fact, the record I'm about to play, the physical record I'm about to play right now, is not the one that I wound up playing on the show. I had to borrow a copy from somebody so I could play it on the show because I couldn't find mine. And again, my records are not that organized. I got a billion 45s. They're on shelves. And the only organization is different colored sleeves and divided by Polish, German, and Slovenian. And Slovenian also includes anything else that comes along that's not Polish or German. So when I get a request, I got to look through, like, I don't know. I've looked at this before. There's got to be, I don't know, 400 records in each one of those shelves. And there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 shelves. That's a lot of records to flip through when you're looking for a request, which is why I love to get requests, but it might take me a while to find them. Anyway, so I stumble on it, not being able to actually find this physical record 2 years ago to play it for a request. And I don't think I've played it for 2 years. So if you remember, the Charlie Daniels Band had a big hit record decades ago called The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Well, you know, the devil also ran into some concertina problems, too.
The devil went to Chicago. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he come across this young boy squeezing the box and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a bar stool and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I play concertina too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play a pretty good box, boy, but give the devil his due. I got a box of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you." Now the boy said, "My name's Jerry, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best that's ever been.
Come on, Jerry, squeeze that box and push those buttons hard. All hell's broke loose in Chicago town and the devil deals a card. And if you win, you get this shiny box that's made of gold. And if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he squeezed that golden box. He pulled that box apart so hard that it made an evil hiss, and when his band of demons joined in, it sounded something like this. Show you how it's done. Because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden box on the ground at Jerry's feet. Jerry said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again, cause I've told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best that's ever been.
Come on, Jerry, squeeze that box and push those buttons hard. All hell's broke loose in Chicago town and the devil is a card. And if you win, you get this shiny box that's made of gold. And if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
Yeah.
There you go. That is the Brass Connection there, the Devil and Jerry Darlag Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, that is some pretty fancy concertina playing in there, but if you're listening close, there was some trumpet work going on in there that was blowing my mind because it reminded me a lot of listening to Doc Severinsen or, what is his name? I knew it 20 seconds ago. I can't think of his name. I've seen him live. The guy with the band. What is his name? Oh, man. Ferguson. Ferguson? I can't think of his name. You know who I mean. Some great trumpeting in that record anyway. I got to set that aside and put that in a special place if I get another request for that. Because before, I spent like 2 days looking for it and I couldn't find it. And then poof, 2 years later, there it is. Who would have thought, all right? I got to work on getting our official 78 of the week ready to go here because I want to do that next. And then we'll do something else. And then we're going to come back to another 78 to do our waltz because I got a 78 I want to play just because it's a good record that can be our official 78 of the week. I feel like I'm cheating if I play a 78 as a waltz because then I'm playing like the 78 of the week and the waltz of the week all with one record and I don't feel like I'm working hard enough. So I got two 78s coming up for you. And this is another one of those records where I'm playing the other side. I really try to do that sometimes. Normally, I play the Peanuts Polka on the other side of the record. I got Bob Szymanski in the orchestra here. Normally, I play the Peanuts Polka because everybody knows it. But the Q-Cub Polka is on the flip side. I thought I'd shake it up and play that. So you enjoy that while I get over here and switch the record player over to playing 78s. I get things switched around here and we'll have our official 78 of the week coming up. So anyway, here's the Bob Szymanski Orchestra. There you go, the Bob Szymanski Orchestra there, the Q Club Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I have our official 78 of the week coming up here, so stand by. Just got to jiggle a couple of things here. All right, I think I got this machine jiggled into position here. I think we get our official 78 on the air now, as we say here on the Oompa Hour. Everything sounds great on a 78. It really does. I'm not making that up. Anyway, I have Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers, one of my all-time favorite polka band names, by the way, because, you know, Kenny Bass, a bass is a fish, and there was the popper, what was it, the popper, bass popper thing. It's a fishing lure. So it all makes sense. Anyway, a nice Coral 78, that's the name of the record company, bright orange record label on a 78. She's worn a little bit, but still sounding pretty good. Here's the Echo Chamber Polka. Thank you. All right, Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers there, and the Echo Chamber Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with for another week, by the way. Remember, too, that you can always get in a request or a dedication. If you have a question or a comment, or you're trying to find a record, or you're like, I heard that song, I can't remember who it was by, can you help me out? I can do that. And you can get in touch with Zumpa Hour World Headquarters a vast number of different ways. Yes, you can call or send a text. You leave a voice message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. All right, 218-259-2985, voice message or a text. You can email oompahour@aol.com, or you can look us up on Facebook, Tim Zumpa Hour. It's facebook.com/Tim Zumpa Hour. Yeah, that's how it goes. So, yeah, all of those options. If you want to get a request on or whatever, remember, it might take me a week or two to find your request because organization is not my forte. All right. We have another 78 coming up in the show. Of course, Kenny Bass and the Polka Poppers was our official 78 of the week, but we do a waltz every week. And I happen to have a waltz by a group I've never heard of that is also on a 78 that we're going to play here. But before we do that, because I got to switch the record over on the 78 turntable, you can listen to a Happy Frank, which is the name of the song, not the band. It's Ray Budzilik and the boys in the band.
Poszedł Franek na zabawę, znalazł sobie starą babę. Nie ma zębów, nie jest ładna, a pieniędzy ma do diabła. Hej!
A oj dana, znalazł Franek starą babę. Hej! A oj dana, żeń się Franek, żeń się. Hej! A oj dana, znalazł Franek starą babę. Hej! A oj dana, żeń się Franek, żeń się.
Franek tak się upił i sto staro się tam skupił. Z pieniędzami się ukochał, do żeniaczki się smarował.
Hej! A oj dana, znalazł Franek starą babę. Hej! A oj dana, żeń się Franek, żeń się. Hej! A oj dana, znalazł Franek starą babę. Hej! A oj dana, żeń się Franek, żeń się.
Ślubie Franek mówi, to nie lubię, nie jest prawda do kochania, a pieniędzy ma do diabła.
Hej! A oj dana, znalazł Franek starą babę. Hej! A oj dana, żeń się Franek, żeń się. Hej! A oj dana, znalazł Franek starą babę. Hej! A oj dana, żeń się Franek, żeń się.
I don't know about you, but I'm giving that record an E for enthusiasm, huh? Ray Budzilik and the boys in the band, that's Happy Frank. I have no idea what they're singing about, but I guess when you get right down to it, doesn't matter. As they used to say on Bandstand, got a good beat, you can dance to it, right? Okay, we got another 78 we got to get in on the show this week. Two 78s in one show, because this is a waltz, and I've been digging through piles of 78s out in the garage again. And I got a lot of old-time records on 78, so I don't feel bad burning up two of them in one show. Because you know how it is, I don't usually repeat anything until I work my way through all of it. Anyway, this is Dale Simons and his Blue Denim Boys. Never run into their name on any record that I can think of. It's possible, but it would have been so long ago that I forgot. It's on the FM Recording Company record label, which is normally where you find your Fez Fritchie records. And a few others, but that's who comes to mind. And I put this on, and I'm like, hey, that's a waltz. I'm playing it. And there's a tuba in it. So you know that makes it legit. It's Hi Diddle Die Diddle Day is the name of the song. So dancers, if you're ready, Dale Simons and his Blue Denim Boys. ¶¶
a toast to the new bride and groom. Hi, diddle, hi, diddle, day. Glasses will clink, 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 way around the room. Hi, diddle, hi, diddle, day. We'll dance with the bride as we swing her about. We'll clap our hands as we all sing and shout. The accordion will play all those old songs of care. We'll laugh and sing on that grand wedding day. Hi, diddle, ha, ha, ha. Hi, diddle, ha, ha, ha. Hi, diddle, ha, ha, ha. Hi, diddle, day. Hi, diddle, ha, ha, ha. Hi, diddle, ha, ha, ha. Hi, diddle, ha, ha, ha.
Simons and his Blue Denim Boys, Hi Diddle, Hi Diddle Day. Never heard that one before, and never had that record before. I mean, it's been in the garage for how many years? A lot of times people give me records, like, oh, we got a box of records, you want them? And I always take them, and I put them away on shelves and piles and whatever. I don't always look at them for a really long time, and then I kind of start working my way through, which is what I've been doing the last few months. So I'm finding all these groovy 78s, and I'm having a great time playing them. Everything sounds great on 78, you know. Now, in the meantime, as the Oompa Hour rolls right along, here's Eddie Zima and the orchestra, Be Mine, Angeline, and that rhymes really good.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it. Eddie Zima and the orchestra. Be mine, Angeline, right here on the Oompa Hour, where I'm glad you tune in every week, because that's where you find us. The exact same place every week, whether you're on a radio dial or listening to a podcast or a web stream or a download or a smart speaker or aliens from space or whatever it happens to be. Glad you're along for another show. Got a few more records to squeak into this week's presentation. I'm gonna do a Whoopi John number. Technically, it's another waltz, and I guess that's the way it goes. I mean, I always guarantee at least one. I never promise I won't do more than one. So I think we're still within the guidelines of the program. It doesn't matter. I make up the guidelines anyway. Here's Whoopi John and the band.
But Augustine, come and join the band, and they'll sing and dance. That Ach du lieber Augustine, that's my sweetest melody, ain't it so grand? And when the tuba goes oompa so schwein, my heart will answer with each oompa beat. Cause I love to sing that Ach du lieber Augustine, Ach du lieber Augustine, ain't it so grand?
John and the band, of course, and sing Ach du lieber. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Going to get in a couple of more records here, I think. Got Frankie Yankovic on the way. Hang on, though. Got to do this first. Wait a minute. That is the wrong thing. I don't got to do that first. If I play that, then I have to end the show. It's not time to end the show yet.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, let's see what we can fit in here to the show. Maybe a couple of more records, maybe three. We'll see. We'll see how things work out. Let's do a little Frank Yankovic, shall we? It's the Happy Wanderer.
I love to go out wandering along the mountain track. And as I go, I love to sing my knapsack on my back.
Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
Valderie,
Valderie,
Valderie, Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera.
My knapsack on my back, I love to wander by the stream that dances in the sun. So joyously it calls to me, come join my happy song. Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
Valderie,
Valderie, Valdera,
Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
come join my happy song. May I always laugh and sing beneath God's clear blue sky. Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera, Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
beneath God's clear blue sky, beneath God's clear blue sky,
beneath God's clear.
Ah, there you go, Frankie Yankovic there, the Happy Wanderer Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Weird to me, because that record is on the V record label, where I normally find, like, Hank Thenander records. I don't know what the deal is there, and it doesn't mention the Yanks or anything. But anyway, good song. Mr. Yankovic on duty here in the Zumpa Hour. I think we're going to roll one more record and then get the heck out of here for the day. What do you think? I don't think... Oh, man, I don't know. We'll see if I can find another really short one, but I don't think so. Let's roll Oompa Town's Finest, shall we? This is the Happy Blacksmith.
Thank you.
Says right on the record there that that is Oompa Town's finest here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. You know what? I'm going to sneak in one more record, even though whether or not I have the time is a tight question. But I found a little short one from the Deutschmeisters with Tony Wolf on the concertina. It's the Lindenau Polka. Let's just jam it in here, shall we? There you go, Deutschmeisters with Tony Wolf there, featured on the concertina, as is par usual for them. I didn't really have time for that one, but you know what? I played it anyway. Because I can do that kind of thing when I'm feeling rowdy, so I'm glad I was able to squeeze that one in there. But we are, we got to get the heck out of here, man.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morning. Station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.